Victory 91.5. Good morning. It's Risenstein. David and Leanna and Ray Haynes is here, our general manager, giving us an amazing picture of these days of awe between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It is a 10-day period. We're in day number nine.
Number nine.
And honey, did you hear that picture? Because I did not know that. That this is an appointed day. Yom Kippur is a day that God says, hey, I'm going to meet with you specifically.
Wow. And that's overwhelming.
Yeah. And God made an appointment with Adam. And Adam didn't show up on that day. It's like God said, hey, meet me at the coffee shop.
Right.
And you're a no-show.
And that's sums up so much of our Christian life. Why do we lose our fire? Why do we lose our focus? Well, duh. You know, it's the same thing as when you translate a word. So these days are called the days of awe, right? Mm-hmm. So it's pretty good because the more we talk about this, you're going to go, it's awe. You're going to be in awe of what God has done. But that same words also translate the awesome days. Mm-hmm. And it just depends on your take on and what God is doing. If you see the big picture, you can't stop at awe. You go, that's awesome. Because it is everything about what God has done for us. Mm-hmm. When you can see Christ from the very beginning, you realize that it doesn't matter what you're going through right now, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. So the end, it doesn't matter the beginning or the middle, because the end that is coming, it's all leading to this day and these fall feasts. They're all about the ending. I mean, wow. You get to celebrate that. I mean, you know, you read Revelation, which is really cool, but it's complicated. Mm-hmm. You know, but he gave you these feast days so you could celebrate the ending each year. Mm-hmm. So you get the concept from the very beginning of creation. He made the first day, second day, third day, sixth day, he made us. And then he rested on the Sabbath day. And that became a day, that became a holy day. It became a rest day. God rested, we should also rest. Mm-hmm. So significance here is you then have 52 of those, right? 52 weeks of the year. I don't know the exact number on a Jewish calendar. But this is the holiest, or the Sabbath of the Sabbaths. So this is the holy day of the holy days. So that's why this is the big day. Mm-hmm. This is that day, the encounter day. And I'll show you a little bit just of what that means, of what made this so significant as we get down into Moses. I want to go backwards first, because we talked a little bit about the month of Elul. So this celebration that we're talking about, this Yom Kippur and these days of awe, you have three feasts that are in the fall, right? But you also have three feasts that you're a little more familiar with as Christians in the springtime, which are Passover, First Fruits, and Pentecost. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you think, if any of that is going, oh, I don't know nothing about that either, think Holy Week, think Palm Sunday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday. All right, we've renamed and relooked at those things, but Passover begins the first day of the spiritual calendar. That is, it's Jesus on the cross. We're born again. Mm-hmm. So it's Moses leading the Jews out of Egypt, but it was pointing to Jesus on the cross. Yom Kippur was the day that pointed to that day, right? So you can see this one is the biggest day because it came before. First Fruits is Resurrection Day. Mm-hmm. This Sabbath is when you start counting 50 days to Pentecost, just as a side note. Pentecost, the Holy Spirit poured out, second chapter of Acts. Mm-hmm. So the other things you throw around in here, we're back on the spring feast, but Moses received the first set of the Ten Commandments, fasted 40 days, and received the first set of the Ten Commandments. Should have been a really good day. But he goes down from the mountain. They're down there. And before he can go down from the mountain, he said, just move aside. I'm going to kill them all. Moses goes, wait, let me go. Goes down. He gets just as mad, breaks the tablets, but the golden calf. And they go through and kill so many people. The Levites are set aside as the priesthood because they go through. But the most significant thing of that day is Moses says, strike my name from the book of life. Don't kill them. I'd rather you kill me than to kill them. So he was, that's your first picture there in that moment of Jesus. Moses is a picture of Jesus so many times, but that is that's the picture, because God is never really wanting to kill everyone. He's just trying to show you a picture of Jesus the whole time. He just wants you to get his heart. Even when he says, I send a flood, I'm killing. No, I don't want to kill them all. He always shows himself in Jesus. He's the boat. He's Noah. He's these things. So Moses has this really tough job of representing Christ in the worst of times. He's always that part of Christ. So those are the spring feasts, and we celebrate those, and a lot of Christians have recovered those. But the fall feasts are a little bit different. They begin... you go back 30 days to the first of Elul, which would have been 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, or 39 days ago. And that's when Moses started his second 40-day fast, poor fella, and because he broke the first 10 commandments. So he had to go back up and fast and get another set. So Elul is that period of time. It's been a fasting time. So these days of awe are the last 10 days of his fast before he received the second set of 10 commandments that he didn't break. He kept them. So... That's why it's such an interesting fast day, because it goes back and sets a new standard. So you have these feasts beginning with Rosh Hashanah. It's the new year. It was the first day of the civil calendar. Mm-hmm. So from the very beginning of time, it was the first day. And again, think of Holy Week, just like in the spring. You separated the priests 7 days before Yom Kippur. And so... you have these 10 days, or the awesome days. They end up on Yom Kippur with fasting and prayer all day. So, why different things that are really important here. This is the only holiday in Scripture of God commanding that fasting is explicitly commanded by the Lord. We're told to fast. We're encouraged to fast. This is the only commanded day. This is, you shall afflict your souls. This is that day.
Okay.
But it's important now, because, again, if we can, like the Jews, Christians have the same exact problem. If we can start a tradition, if we can mess it up with all the service, we'll do it. So understand this. Afflict doesn't mean punish yourself, okay? It means humble yourself. Mm. So the point is... this is a day to humble yourself. That's why, like Adam, you should have made the appointment. Make the appointment. Right. This is a day, humble yourselves. Mm-hmm. But so here's the cool thing. For those of you who do some fasting and all, this is the day, the original day of fasting, that is a picture of all the other fasts. So what's cool about this is Yom Kippur, the Jews are going to wear white. The very religious Jews, they'll wear white. And the reason they're wearing white is that's their burial clothes. Mm. All right? So... what is the fast? Why is it we fast? It's to live all day as if we're dead. Henceforth, you don't eat or drink because you're dead, all right? It's humbling yourself before God to remind yourself that you're mortal.
Dying to self.
You're dying to yourself. Mm. That's the picture of fasting. So often, we go through so much turmoil in fasting, but it's a very cool day. That's why he said, anoint yourself with oil. Wear white. Celebrate the fact that you're a dead man, because, again, you're representing what Jesus did for you, that you would be lost because you were a sinner, but you can celebrate him. And... it's a day to encounter God personally, you see? So think about this. Again, we have this picture that goes back thousands of years. Moses receives the second set of 10 commandments. What's different about him this time? He doesn't come down angry breaking them. He comes down with his face glowing. He has to cover his face because they can't even look at him. He encountered God. So these days are for repentance, because... they determine your destiny. So think about this. Every time you repent, you change your destiny. That's the whole point that God's trying to teach you in repentance. Not that all this sin is bad. It's just, this takes you over here. When you repent of a sin, you change your destiny. So the days of awe, Yom Kippur, all of this about repentance, it is the part where, the surface, you miss it all. But the whole point is, about all of this stuff, is you're changing your destiny. So these 10 days for the Jews, they're thinking about their name being written in the book of life or the book of death, and they're doing all this ritual. I try, got to please God. But when in fact, the point is repent, because you are determining your destiny. Leviticus 10:11 says, distinguish between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean. So these days, these 10 days, why they're special is they set the course for your whole year. The choices you make, the directions you choose, these 10 days are like a preview of the year ahead, snapshot of your trends. What you conquer now impacts your entire year ahead. The decisions that you make now count more on these 10 days. And now we're arriving at the end of them on the biggest one.
Wow. You know, Ray said earlier that we talk about these days of awe, and at some point we're going to go, wow. Awesome. and this is, and we're going to continue Days of Awe. Ray Haynes, it's Rise and Stein.